I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Southwest Iowa news on KJAN. A Mills County man died in a weather-related crash early Friday morning in Pottawatomie County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 56-year-old Dwayne Allen of Glenwood died on the 2006 Chevy Colorado pickup he was driving when out of control, entered the median, and struck an unoccupied 2009 Jeep Compass that was stuck in the median as a result of Thursday's blizzard and had not been towed. The patrol said Allen was not wearing a seatbelt. He was pronounced dead at the scene. That accident happened at around 5:20 a.m. Friday on Interstate 80 eastbound, about 6 miles southwest of Underwood. Crews from Anita Fire and Rescue, Wyota First Responders, and Medevac Ambulance were called to the scene of a rollover accident Friday morning on Interstate 80 in Cass County. Dispatch reports indicate the accident happened near the Anita exit off I-80 westbound at the 70-mile marker at around 9:35 a.m. Later dispatch reports indicated no injuries were reported. No other details are available this weekend. The Lenox Police Department reported on Friday the arrest Thursday evening of 18-year-old Brandon Brown. Brown, who's from Lenox, was taken into custody on a Taylor County warrant for criminal mischief and animal cruelty. He was transported to the Taylor County Jail and left in their custody. No other details with regard to the charges were released Friday evening. Two Atlantic residents were arrested Thursday for driving while revoked. 44-year-old David Jordan and 32-year-old Nicole Anaya were taken into custody following separate traffic stops. The Atlantic Police Department said Friday Anaya faces an additional charge of driving while barred. Both drivers were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an initial appearance in court. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Friday a Pottawatomie County man was sentenced last week in U.S. District Court to a little more than 9.5 months in prison for possessing a firearm as a felon. United States District Court Judge John Jarvie handed down the 34-month sentence against 21-year-old Justin Christopher Sneed of Council Bluffs on December 11th. Sneed faces 3 years of supervised release once his term in prison is served. The sentence was imposed to run consecutively to an undischarged term of imprisonment. The defendant is currently serving in the state of Nebraska upon his April 2012 conviction in Douglas County, Nebraska, for theft by receiving stolen property. Sneed remained in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending his return to corrections authorities in the state of Nebraska or the designation of the Federal Bureau of Prisons facility at which he will serve his federal sentence. Sneed was sentenced upon his August 6, 2012 plea of guilty to a charge of felon in possession of a firearm. The charge arose from a February 8, 2012 incident in Council Bluffs in which an officer of the Council Bluffs Police Department encountered Sneed and found him to be the subject to an arrest warrant out of Nebraska. As the officer attempted to take Sneed into custody, he ran from the officer and upon being caught, physically resisted arrest. Upon his arrest, Sneed was found to be in possession of a .25 caliber pistol. In 2004, Sneed was convicted in the district court in the state of Nebraska for Sarpy County of a felony theft. And a Nebraska woman was sentenced last week in Pottawatomie County to slightly more than 9 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. The 110-month sentence was handed down on December 11th in U.S. District Court against 31-year-old Janelle Marie Giovannoni of Omaha. District Court Judge John Jarvie ordered the woman to be placed on 3 years of supervised release once her term is served. Giovannoni remained in custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending designation of the Federal Bureau of Prisons facility at which she will serve her sentence. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa, Giovannoni was sentenced upon her September 5, 2012 plea of guilty to the charge of felon in possession of a firearm. The charge arose from a January 4, 2012 incident in Council Bluffs in which officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department caught Giovannoni and two other persons burglarizing a motor vehicle in the parking lot of an apartment. Giovannoni was found to be in possession of a loaded 9mm pistol. Under terms of her federal plea agreement, Giovannoni has also entered pleas of guilty to a state of Iowa charge in Mills County for conspiracy to possess with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, and in Pottawatomie County to an unrelated charge of credit card forgery. She is awaiting sentencing on the state charges. The case against her was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department, the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Explosives, and Firearms, and was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Wall Lake couple has admitted to 4 bank robberies. Court information shows that 48-year-old Jeffrey Allen Schoon and 40-year-old Roxanna Lee Schoon pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit bank robberies, and Jeffrey pled guilty to four counts of bank robbery and one count of possessing a firearm in furtherance of a conspiracy. The information shows the Schoons robbed the Iowa State Bank in Otebolt on December 29th of 2011, and on January 11th, 2012, they robbed the Citizens First National Bank in Early. On January 28th of 2012, they robbed the West Side State Bank in Vail. And finally, on March 23rd of this year, they robbed the Heritage Bank in Lytton. All of the banks were within 20 miles of their home in Wall Lake. Jeffrey Schoon admitted to carrying guns and a Molotov cocktail during the robberies. A sentencing date has not yet been set. Sioux County authorities are looking for the person or persons who tampered with the hog facility's thermostat, killing 475 pigs. The Sioux City Journal reports that at least one person entered the hog confinement facility 5 miles south of Rock Valley Wednesday and tampered with the climate control system. And that led to the death of the pigs, each of which weighed around 280 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sioux County Sheriff's Office at 712-737-2280. And debates about gun control continue after the elementary school shootings 1 week ago on Friday, but an Iowa psychiatrist says the debate also needs to include mental health. Dr. Walter Duffy is the founder and CEO of Premier Psychiatric in Shenandoah. Dr. Duffy says we first need to overcome the stigma about those needing mental health care, and he says there's another challenge as well.
Access is a difficult issue in various places because there's not enough mental health providers to go around, especially in the Midwest. Psychiatry, I know, is very depleted, especially if you talk about child and adolescent psychiatry services.
Duffy says even when service is available, there can be another obstacle, the willingness of a person to get the help they need.
If you do not have people on board with wanting to obtain services, you cannot, you know, it's very difficult in this country to make somebody take services. If you look at like emergency protective custody, where people are, the courts take over and say you have to receive services, that's only for people nowadays who are acutely suicidal or acutely homicidal.
Duffy said one of the goals of his practice is to provide service to rural areas where services may not readily be available.
We also do telehealth, where we go out to rural communities that, you know, I don't like it that people have to drive 2 hours to get to see us here. You know, I grew up in a farming community. People just need the services where they are. And I think there's a lot of things like telehealth and some technology going forward that if we're allowed to use it, we can make some pretty big inroads in that area.
Premier Psychiatric offers telehealth services in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. He says they hope to expand in 2013 to reach additional rural areas. And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.